good hours of your time for a few good programs to serve their communities. Radio is better than ever in targeting an audience that listens to what you say. Learn more about this exciting radio broadcasting opportunity by calling WNZK Radio at 248-557-3500. Call now.
We are WNZK, Dearborn Heights, Detroit, your ethnic superstation at 690 days, 680 nights.
Welcome to Radio Baladi, the first Arab, Middle Eastern, and American simulcast radio show, linking Dearborn, Chicago, and Windsor, Canada on the radio throughout the world with our live broadcast at RadioBaladi.com. Radio Baladi is broadcast every Friday morning in the Dearborn region on WNZK 690 AM from 8 until 9 Eastern Time on Good Morning Michigan with Layla Al-Husseini. Radio Baladi is broadcast at the same time in Chicago on WJJG 1530 AM from 7 to 8 Central Time on Radio Chicagoland, hosted by Ray Hanania. Our call-in numbers in the Dearborn region are 248-557-3300 or in Chicago at 708-493-1530. Go to RadioBaladi.com for contact information and show guests. And now, stay tuned for the best radio talk show on Arab and American issues with your hosts, Layla Al-Husseini and Ray Hanania.
And welcome to Radio Baladi. I'm Ray Hanania here at WNZK AM 690. And we appreciate you listening and calling us at the radio station to talk about some of the topics we're going to be talking about. We appreciate all the help from Jim and the staff over there at WNZK here at Radio Baladi. Our website is RadioBaladi.com. You can go there and check up on the topics and guests. Sometimes we have guests. Sometimes we just open it up for discussion. Try to do something a little bit different, have a talk show with our listeners. You know, we want to hear sometimes what you have to say. We'll throw out some topics. But if you have topics, I mean, they could be anything. Anything about Arab culture, anything about Arab politics, anything about American Arabs, anything about our community that you think is important. And also, if you want to promote something, you know, maybe there's an event you're organizing, you want to let people know. We have people all over the country listening to us in Chicago off of our radio show at RadioBaladi.com, but also around the country through Radio Aramica at RadioAramica.com. You can listen live online, but you can actually use your cell phone again to call 712-432-8008 and listen to the radio show live on your cell phone. I was in the gym exercising, and I had my cell phone there, and I dialed 712-432-8008, and I was listening to some Arabic music, which I thought was pretty cool. It's 24/7, 712-432-8008, Radio Aramica, and our friend Antoine Faisal, the publisher of a great newspaper called Aramica, which is based on the east coast of the United States. We're also brought to you by Ziad Brothers Importing, Jake's Candy, Icon Computers, the law offices of Stevens Lagana, the American Muslim Center, and also Sabil Media, MC Gold TV, The Washington Report, and Middle East Affairs. Their website is wrmea.org. And the law offices of our good friend, Jumana K. Ruse, and also Life for Relief, and Bassem Dibaibo of the National American Arab Medical Association. Our number, our phone number, and I encourage you to call now. Don't wait till the end of the show. Now's a good time. Get up. Get that Turkish coffee. And should we call it Turkish coffee? I don't know. That's what they've always called it all my life, but it's really Arabian coffee. At 248-557-3300, 248-557-3300. We have a lot of topics in the news. Obviously, if you've been following what's happening, you know, in the Middle East, Egypt is a big story. It seems like there's a bias. You know, of course, there's always a bias in this country, right, against anything that's Arab. Anything that's good for Arabs, the mainstream media dislikes us. And actually, next week I'll be writing about, this coming week I'll be writing about what we should be doing to changing how we confront Israel, how we should confront, you know, their belligerence and oppression against Christians and Muslims, how we need to change our strategy, how we need to change the way we do things. We need to communicate better. One example is, and I'll just throw this out, we get so emotional, we want to take shortcuts. So we call Israel the apartheid state. And of course, the Israelis come back and they argue, well, technically they're not an apartheid state. And they then turn to their American audiences and say, hey, look at this, this racist attack against us because we're Jewish. They're calling us apartheid because they hate us. We're not apartheid. What they are, though, is discriminatory. And if we can't win the battle over the label, which we can't do, you can't just call Israel apartheid and expect to win. You're not going to, unless you don't care. Maybe, you know, a lot of people don't care whether they win or not. They're just going to express their emotion and call someone a name because it makes them feel good. But I don't think that's productive. So I think it's ridiculous to call Israel apartheid. I think it's more strategic and smart to talk about how they discriminate against Christians and Muslims, how they force non-Jewish citizens of Israel to have a special code on their IDs so that when they're stopped, people will know right away. Because, you know, some Arabs and Jews look exactly alike. But in Israel, they want to distinguish between who is Jewish and who's non-Jewish. They don't care whether you're Muslim or Christian. They hate you both, Muslim and Christian. They just want to know who isn't or is Jewish. So they look on that little card, your ID card. It's like your driver's license, very similar to that. And there's a little code there that says whether you are Christian, Muslim, or actually non-Jewish or Jewish. And then that way, if they want to beat you up or arrest you, knowing that you're not Jewish, the Israelis can do that, and they do it. They do it all the time. You see the news all the time in Israel about how Arabs are attacked and brutalized, but you wouldn't read about it in the local paper that often. And despite as much good as the local newspaper in Detroit is, they're still biased like the rest of the media because they're afraid. You know, they are in an Arab city in Detroit, in the Detroit region, but they are afraid to tell the truth about what's really happening in the Middle East. So that whole thing about strategic messaging and how we speak to Americans, that's something that I'll be writing about upcoming on my website at Hanania.com. But the bias, and this bias isn't just against in favor of Israel and against Palestinians. This bias is against Egypt. They loved Egypt. Once Egypt signed the peace treaty and stopped challenging Israel and allowed Israel to do whatever they wanted. But now that Mohamed Morsi is the president of Egypt, there is a big campaign. They're not sure what to do, but it looks like this guy Morsi is very smart. He's with the Muslim Brotherhood. He's not a terrorist. They'll tell you that the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization. That's not true. There was some resistance when the two dictators, Anwar Sadat and Hosni Mubarak, were the presidents of Egypt. Of course, there was resistance because those two prior governments, as much as we turned Sadat into a saint because he sold out his people to make peace with Israel, he wasn't a saint. He was a dictator and a brutal dictator. And now they want to portray Morsi as the terrorist. You know, we Americans love dictators who are on our side. We love dictators. Dictators are our favorite things because, you know what, favorite leaders. Dictators do what we want them to do. And that's what it's about, right, in our American foreign policy, the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate. We love dictators. We embrace dictators. As long as those dictators are our friends, we'll do anything with them. Anything. We'll give them anything. Saddam Hussein was one of our dictators. We gave him the poison gas. We gave him the weapons of mass destruction that we knew he had, but we never could find because, honestly, Saddam Hussein was an incompetent butcher dictator who murdered his own people just so he and his family could enjoy life. Very similar to what's happening in Egypt. You know, we don't like to think about it because the Mukhabarat in Syria, very tough, very smart, kind of like the secret police in Jordan. which is less oppressive. Out of all the Arab countries, Jordan is probably the least oppressive because they're more Western, and they like to be Western, not just in acting that way, but in also applying some of their principles. So King Abdullah tries. But Bashar al-Assad, he doesn't care. He doesn't try. He's Alawite, and we know that this is a war, a sectarian conflict between Shiites, Alawites, and the Alawites and the Shiites. The Alawites are basically, as you know, a spinoff of the Shiite religion. The Alawites and the Shiites really have found a lot of support among Christian Arabs, mainly because in their battle against Sunni Arabs, the Sunnis are the dominant Muslim group in the Middle East. Shiites and Alawites know that they can cobble together a coalition that would form a majority. And for the Alawites in Syria, their alliance to the Shiites in Iran and in Lebanon has benefited them, especially with the Christians, by lining up, because many Christians have had problems with Sunni Arab governments in Arab countries. Because many Christians, you know, when you talk to them, they're not happy about the way they've been treated, and they're not allowed to talk about it either. And, of course, they can't even talk. They can't, listen, Christian Arabs can't complain about the Sunnis, and they can't complain about Shiites and Alawites, you know, those governments. They can't do it, because if they do it, they get in trouble. No matter what a Christian does, Christians will always be attacked if they ever complain or open their mouths about how they're abused in Arab countries. Personally, though, I think the Sunnis offer the Christians the best future, and despite some problems, because there are always going to be problems, it's not a Muslim thing to be anti-Christian. It's not about the religion. It's not about Islam. And it's not about Christianity to be anti-Sunni or anti-Shiite or anti-Islamic. It's about the politics of the governments, the secular governments, these dictatorships. They play these minorities, Shiites, Alawites, Christians, against each other to control the population. So we're kind of victims of really terrible politics in the Middle East that was brought to you by none other than the Allies after World War I, right? I mean, we can go through this whole historical thing, and when you really think about it, but it's been going on so long. You know, over 100 years easily, right? World War I ended when? The early 20th century, what, 1918 or something? You know, it's been 100 years, and we still haven't, but it's our problem as Arabs. We haven't gotten our act together. We're still acting like the different conflicted groups that we were pushed into. They separated us, and we stayed that way. They divided the French, the Germans, and them divided the lands. And with a magic marker, and said, okay, this will be Syria, this will be Iraq, this will be Lebanon, this is Jordan, this is Palestine. We're going to give that to our allies in England and the United States, who happen to be Jewish. Forget about the Arabs that live there. They drew all those lines. And at the same time, we accepted it as people. We let it happen. And when they said we were Syrian or Iraqi or Jordanian, when our friends were put in power, like the Hashemites in Jordan, if you were Hashemite and close to that Bedouin group, you said, okay. And you took it and you accepted it. So we are guilty in creating some of this problem. Let's say hello to Saad, who's on the phone, at 248-557-3300. Call us here at Radio Ballady, 248-557-3300. You don't have to accept my opinion, but I'll share it. I'm not afraid to do that, but I want to hear what yours is. Saad, welcome to the program this morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I just wonder where you get the idea from that, you know, the best choice for Christian is to the Sunni government. I'm not against Sunni. I mean, but, you know, if you ask, for example, those Christian, the Chaldean, who lives in Iraq, they will tell you that, you know, they rather live in Basra, which is mostly Shia, other than to live in Anbar, which is...
No, that's what I said. That's what I said. I said when you talk to most Christians, they side with the Alawites and the Shiites.
I'm sad. You said that, you know, you think from your, you know.
What I hear from Christian Arabs that I know, you know, because they're always defending the Shiites in Syria and the Alawites. Do you think that's wrong? Yeah. I mean, do you think that there is a better treatment either way, or does it not matter? What do you think?
So, as I said, you know, I'm not against Sunni or Shia. I'm Muslim myself. But, you know,
right.
If you look into the political movement in the Middle East, if you compare between Hezbollah, for example, and Al-Qaeda, or the government of Iran and Taliban, you will find that, you know, the most extremist, group are the Sunni group, Al-Qaeda and Taliban. So,
well, you know, you got to think like a Christian, though.
Listeners, I
don't know, are you Christian or you're Muslim, you said, I think.
I'm a Muslim myself.
Yeah, here's how the Christians think, because I'm Christian. And again, we're generalizing a little bit because it's not everybody. But a lot of Christians have felt like they are a minority in the Middle East. The Muslims are not anti-Christians at all. The governments, though, have been very, controlling, the way they are with everybody. So for Christians, they've always felt that they've sided with the governments and the powers to protect themselves. So in Syria, they sided with
Iraq with Saddam Hussein. Most Christians, they were sided with Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, until he started to target those Christians who were trying to rebel against him. You know, like he abused a lot of the Chaldeans, and they hate him. There are a lot of them that hate him, especially the ones that fled, you know, Iraq, because it wasn't a religious thing. I mean, part of the problem is the confusion between religion and these dictatorships, the way they treat us. And, you know, we're not allowed to think in the Middle East. You know, we can think about anything else except about ourselves. So it's very tough. But what do you think is going to happen in Syria?
Okay. First of all, when the revolution started, you know, we support the people. I mean, people who look for the right.
Right.
But when Al Qaeda and those, you know, terrorism groups get involved, then things are changed for me now. I think those terrorism groups should be not get support from the West, especially from the U.S. government. I mean, how come? I mean, I was in the military, U.S. military. So how come we went to Iraq or Afghanistan to fight Al-Qaeda?
Right.
Now, at the same time, we support in Syria.
Right.
But it's really strange, you know?
Yeah, listen, I served in the military, too. I agree. This country doesn't do things based on justice. I love America, but I want it to be a better place. And we don't do things in America based on what's right or what's wrong. We do things in terms of what's in our best interest. But there's a division in Syria, over Syria, in the Arab community. We're very split. And we're already split as people, aren't we? We're divided like crazy, Arabs. Doesn't matter. We've been raised to be divided. That's how we've been taught from when we were children, to be divided, because the dictators controlled us by dividing us. So we've learned to be divided. But I tell you, the worst thing about Syria is to see, you know, young people and children being killed. Personally, I don't think Bashar al-Assad should stay in power. I think he should leave. And the sooner he leaves,
Assad leave the power and leave it for those terrorists. It's not really, you know, the right.
I agree with you. I mean, I'm worried, too, about who's going to take over Syria, too. Syria isn't a small country. It's a huge country. I'm very fearful of what's going to happen after Assad. But he brought this on himself. He did this because he's like every other dictator. You know, sometimes we Arabs are forced to defend dictators. You know, I had to defend Assad all my life, you know, the Assad family, because they stood up to Israel. But then, as we know, the truth is none of those Arab dictators ever did anything for either their own people or the Palestinians. I don't know. It's a tough issue, Saad.
Bashar al-Assad. But I'm telling you that if Bashar gone, the Al-Qaeda will take over. And I don't want another Taliban in Syria next to my, I'm original from Iraq. I don't want a Taliban next to Iraq. or Lebanon, you know?
I think you make a good point, and, you know, we may disagree about a few things, but I think you're right. There is a threat that if Assad is thrown out because of civil war, there's a chance that the extremist elements there could take over. But don't you think that what's the best option? What would be the best thing to happen, do you think?
Okay, the best option is to let the government, the Syrian government, and the opposition groups, the one who not, you know, carrying the arms, to negotiate under the UN without the interference of U.S. and Europe, those big power, superpower, and let the Syrians sit and talk, and I'm sure they will find a way, just like what happened in Iraq.
Well, I would support that, but with one condition. I mean, just my own personal opinion. Assad would have to agree that in bringing everybody together, that his family would step down from power.
This is condition. This is not good. What about, okay, what about if, like, you know, what about most Syrian wants him in power?
I'm not sure most Syrians, see, I disagree. I think most Syrians want him out.
Let's give chance to the election with the UN observance.
That would be a good option. That would, if Bashar al-Assad were to stand up and set an election, and if it were really free, whatever happens, happens. I would support it.
Okay, that's it.
I think you're right. I think that, you know, but do you think we could even ever get there, given both sides really don't? You know, Assad doesn't want to give up power. You really think he was? He was an eye doctor, you know, right? Well, he's not going to make billions. The guy has billions.
Believe me, he will.
Well, listen, Saad, first of all,
Iran don't want someone just like, you know, Al-Qaeda people to take over in Syria.
Right.
You know, they will agree to anyone who take over the government in Syria as long as he is not, you know, an ally with Al-Qaeda.
Listen, I think you make some great points, Saad. I really do, and I think this is probably the best conversation that's taken place on the real problem without the emotion, without the attacks and everything. I think your comments really hit the nail on the head.
Thank you very much, sir.
No problem. Thank you so much, Saad. I appreciate the call. All right. It is 22 minutes after the top of the hour. It's Friday, August 24th. Our number is 248-557-3300. 248-557-3300. We're talking about Syria, we're talking about Egypt, we're talking about Israel, we're talking about the Middle East, and I really want to hear what you have to say, and I think Saad made a very good point. You know, let's let the people of Syria, if we could have a real democratic election, would Assad win, or might he lose, and would he be willing to risk, you know, losing? Could we trust him? Personally, I don't trust him. I think he's like every dictator, you know, and we've been conditioned as Arabs to love our dictators, you know, because we're worried about who might come in, and that is a big concern. This is Radio Bellity. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue to take your calls at 248-557-3300, 248-557-3300. I'm Ray Hanania. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Whether it's makluba, warak dawali, tabbouleh, hummus, mensif, or any of more than 1,000 great Middle Eastern recipes, Ziad Brothers Importing is your best source for Mediterranean food products. Ziad Brothers Importing distributes products under the Ziad name and also many other labels, such as Sultan Extra Virgin Olive Oil and Dana Lebna and Dana Cheese. Try their ready-to-serve microwavable instant side pilafs, including couscous with tomato sauce, roasted green wheat pilaf, cracked wheat pilaf, and rice and lentil pilaf. All tasty, natural, healthy, and authentic Mediterranean dishes from the microwave to the table in minutes. Ziad food products are available at all major food and grocery stores in Dearborn, Chicago, Windsor, Canada, and around the country. If you can't find the product you want, just ask your grocer to stock them. For more information on food or recipes, visit Ziad Brothers Importing online at www.ziad.com. Ziad offers the best Mediterranean food products from our family to yours.
SevilleMedia.com is a wellspring of media arts. SevilleMedia.com tells God's story through short films, drama, poetry, music, and the internet. And you have free media downloads. Go to SevilleMedia.com and listen to Nasheed, based on the Psalms of the Prophet David, for free downloads in several Arabic dialects of stories, short films, poetry, and music. Go to SevilleMedia.com.
يا مسبتي هي بنتنا فين؟ حد دخلت على الفرح ولا ايه؟ انا ما شفتهاش من 3 ساعات بنتي حبيبتي. طب هنعمل ايه؟ نكلم البوليس ولا الجيش؟
انا بيتهيالي انه قناه الاخبار تحت في الشارع. طب هو شعري شكله كويس؟ يمكن يصوروا فيلم عننا. اخوك يعرف وكيل افلام كويس مش كده؟ طب مين اللي هيلعب دوري؟ غاده عبد الرازق بيتهيالي انها مشغوله في فيلم جديد، ولا ميريل ستريب يمكن تاخد جائزه اوسكار كمان على الدور ده. دي حتى ممكن
توليه فرح الحمام تتكلم في التليفون.
إذا كنت من عشاق دراما لا تبحث في مكان آخر. في رمضان ديش أرابيك تقدم لك NBC دراما مع المسلسلات الدرامية المشوقة. اشترك في ديش أرابيك سوبر باك اليوم واحصل على 3 شهور مع بلوك باستر وقنوات أفلام HBO والسينماكس والشو تايم وستارز مجانا لمدة 3 شهور. وأيضا بصفتك عميل ديش إذا زكيت صديقا تحصل على بطاقة مكافأة بقيمة $75، وإذا زكيت 5 أشخاص تحصل على ما يصل إلى $375. لمعرفة المزيد اتصل ب 415-922-8888 أو قم بزيارة dish-arabic-tv.com. وقريبا NBC للأطفال. عدد لمدة محدودة قابل للتغيير دون اختيار. تطبق القيود على تفعيل خدمة العميل الجديد متضمنة اتفاقية 24 شهر. استلام بطاقة المكافأة يستغرق من 6 إلى 8 أسابيع للتوصيل. تطبق الرسوم والشروط والأحكام والقيود على استخدام بطاقة المكافأة.
Jake's Candy, 2-for-$1 candy bags and $1 candy bags available. Wholesale and distribution. Jake's Candy has been satisfying the sweet tooth of thousands of people for over a decade. Now providing delivery service to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton, Ohio, as well as Rochester and Buffalo, New York, and New York City. For New York service, call Sale at 718-213-1264. Or for more information, call Jake's Candy at 248-747-2223. That's 248-747-2223.
And welcome back to Radio Ballady. I'm Ray Hanania. Don't forget, every Monday through Thursday morning at this time in Detroit from 8 to 9 o'clock, you can listen to Good Morning Michigan with host Layla El Hosseini. Layla occasionally is on the show with me on Radio Ballady, but she works so hard Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at WNZK 690 Radio. That, you know, she takes a break sometimes, and we miss her. She's a good person, an award-winning journalist, and she's done so much in Detroit. And amazing how many friends she has, how many people she knows. She knows everybody. She's probably, like, when I think of the Arab media in Detroit, I think of Layla El Hosseini, because I think she's the heart of that media there and the community. They're really supportive of what she does. So, of course, we appreciate what she does. You can also listen to my radio show in Chicago. You know, we ended up splitting up the radio shows in Chicago. I had to move to a different station. And now I broadcast on Sunday mornings from 9 until 11 Detroit time on two stations in Chicago, 1240 AM and 1470 AM, two radio stations in the Chicago area. And we talk about politics and Middle East, and you could actually listen to that show if you want, and we would also love to take your calls in Chicago, because we talk about Middle East issues all the time. I'm Palestinian, always will be, always was, can't change if I wanted to be something different, can't do that. And I'm Americanized Arab, which is a little bit different because, you know, instead of being raised like all my relatives to be doctors and businessmen, which is what they are, engineers, I actually went into journalism, and there are very few Arabs in journalism. I mean, we see them, but they're not even a lot. You know, we think of it being a lot, but they're not. There's so very few Arabs, Americans, in American mainstream journalism, and it's a war because the mainstream media doesn't want us. They want to kick us out. And, of course, we have to fight the battle, as we always do, with the, you know, people in the mainstream media who don't want Arabs in any positions of power. Because they view, you know, they hate Muslims. Mainstream Americans hate Muslims. And they view all Arabs as Muslims. They're so uneducated about the Middle East. And yet we spend billions in the Middle East. Isn't that the irony of this country? We invest so much money in fighting wars and controlling the Middle East. And yet, we know so little about it. We can't even tell the difference between a Palestinian and a Pakistani. We don't know the difference between Christian Arabs and Muslim Arabs. And truthfully, when it comes to what's right, Muslim Arabs and Christian Arabs stand as one people. We are the same. We both fight side by side, shoulder to shoulder, for justice. And on radio, in print, in as activists in our community, we're good people and we stand together. There's really no difference between us because of the way people treat us. 248-557-3300 is our number. And because I went into journalism, I'm able to kind of really look at these issues of the Middle East from more of a communication standpoint, because really the biggest problem we've had as Arabs has been the inability to communicate, not to ourselves. We love to talk to ourselves. What we don't do very well is talk to the American people. And Detroit does it better, don't get me wrong, than most other American Arab communities. But it's still not good enough. You know, you think it's good because anybody can be told a breadcrumb is a cake and will accept it. You know, it's very tasty, even a breadcrumb. But I'm tired of breadcrumbs. I don't want breadcrumbs anymore. I want more. I think our people deserve far, far more. And I think that comes from engaging the media. And that includes what we're doing right now this morning, every Friday, picking up the phone and expressing your opinion. We need to learn how to do that, because you want to know something? We can express our opinion when we're at the weddings or the heflas, you know, but when it comes to public policy, when it comes to changing our society and educating Americans, sometimes we're hesitant to express ourselves. But I'm calling on you to do that. Stop being that way. We need to change. And it's not about, you know, changing the Middle East. You and I have no real control over what happens in Syria. You and I have no real control what happens in Egypt. You and I have no real control what happens in, you know, occupied Palestine under the thumb and brutality of the Israelis. You know, they're very brutal. This country, for some reason, we close our eyes to brutality when they're our friends. That's why I was saying earlier, we love, in this country, dictators. But we can change things here in this country to strengthen our voice and then make change in the Middle East once we've become a very strong lobbying group and effective, genuine voice. Because we do have some organizations that represent us. They do a terrible job. You know, they because they mimic the dictators back home. But listen, the Assad family, you know, yeah, how did they rise? Attacking Israel, talking about how they were going to destroy Israel. We rallied around them. Yes, let's have justice for the Palestinians. Blah, blah, blah. And then meanwhile, the Assad family stole all the money in Syria, became the wealthiest people in Syria. And then those people who supported them, they made wealthy too, if you weren't part of their, you know, their religion, because they're very, you know, sectarian. I mean, they're divided into religious groups in the Middle East. Same thing with Saddam Hussein, did the same thing, took over the military and became wealthy overnight. He even preached that he was a descendant of the Prophet Muhammad. He even wrote a book about it. You know, when he was in power, all the while oppressing and killing our own people. I mean, listen, I know there are a lot of people that are afraid of what might happen if Assad were to leave. But how bad is it when we would prefer the dictator who has robbed us and killed us to the devil that we don't know? You know, the terrorist who might come and take over the country? Don't we have any faith in ourselves? And maybe that's the problem. We don't. That's why we do that. That's why we resist change, because we don't have faith in ourselves. We've been taught by the dictators not to believe in ourselves. So it's easier to have the dictator stay in power than to have change. And that, I think, is part of the problem. Now, Saad made a good point when he called in a little while ago. He said, let's have an election. And I'd really like to see a real democratic election in Syria as an alternative to continued fighting. But I don't think the Assad government would go along with it. I don't know. He's in trouble, though. He ain't going to be there long. And I'm not sure if the resistance, which is very diverse, there are some, you know, the Taliban is working its way into Syria, mainly because I think the Iranians, you know, the Iranians are a different religion. They don't want change in Syria. They like the Syrians as a buffer and a protection for themselves. They kind of use them as human shields. They use Syria as a human shield to protect themselves. But I'll tell you, the Shiites probably the toughest fighters in the Middle East. You have to give the Shiite, Muslims credit. You know, Hezbollah is the toughest organization in the Middle East. They are tough. That's why the United States doesn't like them and calls them terrorists, because they're not terrorists. They're defending themselves against Israel. But anybody who criticizes Israel in the United States is called a terrorist. But Hezbollah is the toughest. Iran is the toughest. The Shiites are the toughest when it comes to Sunnis, the Sunni Arabs. When you look in the Middle East, I mean, this is just history. It hasn't been successful for the Sunni Arab world, except with money and acquiescence to foreign countries. Let's take a phone call, 248-557-3300, and say hello to, let's bring Jamal on the phone and say hello to our friend Jamal, who listens and calls every once in a while. Jamal, welcome to the program this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Gray. How are you today?
Pretty good. What do you think of this idea? Do you think we could have a democratic election in Syria rather than continued violence?
Well, let me first address what I called for.
Sure, go ahead.
What it takes your radio station to be syndicated, let's say half the country, all over the country. What's the step? Because what you talked about is what we can change here. So let's focus on what we can do here together.
Yes.
Instead of trying to solve people who like to fight each other over there. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, how to change over there, what's democratic, what's not. It become like a mixed a paint of four different paints and trying to extract the yellow from the mixture. I don't know. Nobody knows. Unless you are on the ground over there, all outsiders are speculators. The ones who are doing what they're doing over there are the ones who are controlling the situation on the ground, even though they are supported by others outside. It doesn't matter. You can bomb a city as much as you can. You will destroy that particular city. You bomb that city. You kill everybody there. But if you don't have troops to go and occupy that one, you don't claim that you won and you are in that city. So we don't know. The people on the ground way over there, with all the mixtures, knows we're speculating from here because we love that. We like that. It doesn't matter. You know why? If we keep doing that, we are actually running away from our responsibility in this country here.
I agree with you, Jamal, that really that should be our focus. You know, you and I can't change anything in Syria. We can get mad at each other. You know what I mean? How we do the things we always do. You're Arab. You know what the reality is of our community. You and I could, not you and me literally, but, you know, our community, we literally get in fights with each other over things that happen back home, and we live like we're living there. But the truth is, we should put that energy into changing this country. I think you're absolutely right, but how do we do it? We have to do it, I think, by having discussions like this and telling people, you know what, listen, what happens in Syria happens. We can't do anything. How about changing this country? How about electing somebody to the Congress who's Arab? How about electing somebody, you know, to the Senate? How about electing more state legislators? I can't believe that Detroit and Michigan, which has so many Arabs, doesn't have 20 members of the General Assembly. It's not just Arabs that we need to vote for us. We need to get non-Arabs to say, wow, I'm going to vote for the Arab just like I vote for the Irish people. You're Arab, right? I bet you voted for an Irish person.
Of course, I vote for Irish person.
Right. How many Americans have ever voted for an Arab? A lot of them won't even vote for us. Part of it because we don't do a good job of educating Americans about who we are.
Okay, Ray, first of all, you know, I ask you a question. What it takes to be syndicated, like Saturday and Sunday in Michigan here. Meaning when you talk about those issues on Sunday, I will be like everybody else around, able to get there because we don't work Sunday. So we can listen and engage and maybe become bigger and bigger. So how you can, what it takes financially, support, so you can lay it out for the people who are hearing you right now, and maybe some of them will be able to come through with you and help you and help your organization to be heard here Sunday when you have your show in Chicago. People don't like to go on the internet to hear you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think people want to hear it. I think radio is the one mainstream media that is still very effective.
Answer me, what it takes.
It takes a lot of support, and unfortunately, it takes a lot of money. And, you know, Layla and I pretty much, you know, we have advertising, but it's, you know, it's not expensive. You know, we do it, we work really hard to get advertisers, and, you know, it's tough. A lot of Arabs don't recognize the value of advertising. You know, they don't see the importance of advertising on a radio show. So, like in Chicago, it's a struggle.
How much money you are thinking it will probably most, I mean, you know, average, to syndicate your show here in Detroit area, at least, you know.
I tell you, WNZK has been very good and very supportive of the Arab community. We do owe some loyalty to WNZK. I should check with them on Sunday to see if I could simulcast my Chicago show in Detroit on Sundays. I should check with them during the week. Hey, listen, Jamal, I gotta move on, but I really appreciate the fact that you hit right on what's really important. You know, this ability to share our views so other people can hear it, that's how we change things.
Okay, can you put what it needs, you know, to give it to Layla so she can say, you know, to hear that station here, this is the support we want.
I'll do that. I will absolutely do it. And you know Layla, so reach out to her, and I'll talk to her later this week when she comes back from her travels. How's that?
I mean, people may come through and say, all right, you may form an organization. Say we want to do an organization. It become a, what we call a popular show supported by shareholders, where everybody, you know, can pitch a little bit, and if you are a contributor of, let's say, 5,000, you are eligible for that much of advertising. There's a lot of creative things, right, you know, we can do economically, so you can support what you're trying to do, and for our kids in the future, that there is an Arabic, you know, station here that you can hear. You can actually, you know, go through that process, and Americans start hearing, because, you know, it may turn out later on the new generation with English, but, you know, it's a station. Bring some news from the Middle East, which represent the reality on the ground, which we don't have at this time.
Yeah, we need more of it. Listen, Jamal, I got to let you go because we're running out of time, but thank you for the call. And I'm going to talk to Layla, and I think you know Layla. You need to talk with her too. But, yeah, I think that's something we should pursue also, to expand this, because I think Sunday is a very good time to do some of that. Thank you so much, Jamal.
One comment about what you say about the organization around here, and the American doesn't vote for Arabic candidates. Ray, you got to understand, American loves to be invited free. Instead of they are running after us as a group of voters, we run after them and we invite them free. We just want them to be around our event without them contributing anything to this. It's the opposite. It's doing politics, you know, Beirut way or Damascus way or Cairo way. This doesn't work in America. If they don't run after you, they're not going to support you.
I think you're right. Jamal, listen, thank you. I appreciate it. And we got to talk again. Thank you for calling, man. All right. That was Jamal. He's a great guy. We're going to take another radio break here to thank some of our advertisers who help us with this show and also Good Morning Michigan during the week. I'm Ray Hanania. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Jake's Candy, 2-for-$1 candy bags and $1 candy bags available. Wholesale and distribution. Jake's Candy has been satisfying the sweet tooth of thousands of people for over a decade. Now providing delivery service to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton, Ohio, as well as Rochester and Buffalo, New York, and New York City. For New York service, call Sully at 718-213-1264. Or for more information, call Jake's Candy at 248-747-2223. That's 248-747-2223.
يا مسبتي هي بنتنا فين؟ حد خطف فرح ولا ايه؟ انا ما شفتهاش من 3 ساعات بنتي حبيبتي. طب هنعمل ايه؟ نكلم البوليس ولا الجيش؟ انا بيتهيالي ان قناه الاخبار تحت في الشارع. طب هو شعري شكله كويس؟ يمكن يصوروا فيلم عننا. اخوك يعرف وكيل افلام كويس مش كده؟ طب مين اللي هيلعب دوري؟ غادة عبد الرازق بتقلي انها مشغولة في فيلم جديد، ولا ميريل ستريب يمكن تاخد جايزة اوسكار كمان على الدور ده. دي حتى ممكن
وليا فرح في الحمام تتكلم في التليفون.
اذا كنت من عشاق دراما لا تبحث في مكان اخر. في رمضان ديش ارابيك تقدم لك ام بي سي دراما مع المسلسلات الدرامية المشوقة. اشترك في ديش ارابيك سوبر باك اليوم واحصل على 3 شهور مع بلوك باستر وقنوات افلام اتش بي او والسينماكس والشو تايم وستارز مجانا لمدة 3 شهور. وايضا بصفتك عميل ديش اذا زكيت صديقا تحصل على بطاقة مكافأة بقيمة $75، واذا زكيت 5 اشخاص تحصل على ما يصل الى $375. لمعرفة المزيد اتصل ب 415-922-8888 او قم بزيارة dish-arabic-tv.com. وقريبا ام بي سي للاطفال. عقد لمدة محدودة قابل للتغيير دون اختيار. تطبق القيود على تفعيل خدمة العميل الجديد متضمنة اتفاقية 24 شهر. استلام بطاقة المكافأة يستغرق من 6 إلى 8 أسابيع للتوصيل. تطبق الرسوم والشروط والأحكام والقيود على استخدام بطاقة المكافأة.
Icon Computer Megastore. Mention Radio Baladi for great deals. Computers and laptops from $99. Apple computers from $129. Warranties included. Shipping available. Free layaway plans. Arabic to English keyboards, $5. Mouses, $5. Repairs for iPods, iPads, Apple computers, and PCs. Icon Computer Megastore on Greenfield, north of Warren Avenue in Dearborn. Mention Radio Baladi. Call today, 313-582-3100. 313-582-3100. The American Muslim Center works for the community. It establishes goodness, virtue, and develops relationships between the Muslim communities as well as regional and national non-Muslim communities. The American Muslim Center on Outer Drive in Dearborn. Call 313-565-9314 or visit AmericanMuslimCenter.org.
And welcome back to Radio Ballady. I'm Ray Hanania. 248-557-3300 is our number. We got one more break. We'll take in about 5 minutes. But in the meantime, we can take your phone calls if you want to call and talk about what's going on. We also want to thank all our sponsors and, of course, Radio Ramica, which broadcasts our show live on their network. You can get information at RadioRamica.com. But best thing to do is use your cell phone to call 712-432-8008 and listen to the show live. 712-432-8008 and listen to this show and other programs. They got 24/7. You can call that number and you can listen to a lot of music, talk shows, English and Arabic. This is one of the few English language Arab talk shows, but they got such a great assortment. So, you know, give them a buzz. You get that information at RadioRamica.com if you forget, but the number is 712-432-8008. Our number here right now in Detroit at Radio Ballady is 248-557-3300. And we're just kind of talking about, you know, how we, you know, we focus, you know, it's an interesting phenomena how Arabs come to this country conditioned to only focus on what's happening back home. And we tend not to put as much energy into bringing about positive change in the United States. And it's really very easy to change American politics. We just don't recognize it. Not all of us see it. But it is very easy. You don't start at the top, you start at the bottom. You register to vote, and I'll tell you, you vote as a block. You got to get over your divisions and jealousies and envy. You know, and problems that we have, internal problems in our community. You have to, I always vote. If I see an Arab on a ballot, I vote for that person. I don't care. Even if I don't always agree with him, I'll vote for him because you know what? I know that in the long run, someone who's Arab understands me better and will, even if we disagree, you know, it's better for me. And that's the thing that we have to accept. Disagreement is not the what should divide us. We could disagree and still be together. We can disagree and still be strong. Those are simple things that we need to do. Let's take care of our last break. Get that out of the way. Jim, why don't we do that? Let's take our final break. And then when we come back, we can take some phone calls at 248-557-3300. Remember, you go to RadioBallady.com and you get information on our show. You can get our podcast. You can listen to the show. If you miss it on Sunday, you can go back and listen to all our shows because they're on iTunes. And I tell you, you get a lot of downloads. You can also listen to Radio Chicagoland in Chicago, which is a two-hour show on American and Middle East topics also. So let's take a break. And right now, we'll encourage you to call at 248-557-3300. We're here at WNZK AM 690. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll take your calls right after these messages.
Good news. As of November 17th, Immigration has been given new instructions to review and close all pending cases. If you're in immigration proceedings, call attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Free consultation for Michigan residents. Mention Radio Baladi. For the latest in immigration law, Stephen Lagana specializes in immigration and federal court proceedings. Visas of all kinds, deportation, court appeals, open refugee status, and much more. All immigration cases are currently pending review. It's time to get the right attorney working for you. Call immigration attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Mention Radio Baladi. That's 617-283-1018.
طب هنعمل ايه؟ نكلم البوليس ولا الجيش؟ انا بيتهيالي ان قناه الاخبار تحت في الشارع. طب هو شعري شكله كويس؟ يمكن يصوروا فيلم عننا. اخوك يعرف وكيل افلام كويس مش كده؟ طب مين اللي هيلعب دوري؟ غاده عبد الرازق؟ بيتهيالي انها مشغوله في فيلم جديد. ولا ميريل ستريب؟ يمكن تاخد جائزه اوسكار كمان على الدور ده. دي حتى ممكن
وليا فرح في الحمام تتكلم في التليفون.
إذا كنت من عشاق دراما لا تبحث في مكان آخر. في رمضان ديش أرابيك تقدم لك NBC دراما مع المسلسلات الدرامية المشوقة. اشترك في ديش أرابيك سوبر باك اليوم واحصل على 3 شهور مع بلوك باستر وقنوات أفلام HBO والسينماكس والشو تايم وستارز مجانا لمدة 3 شهور. وأيضا بصفتك عميل ديش إذا زكيت صديقا تحصل على بطاقة مكافأة بقيمة $75 وإذا زكيت 5 أشخاص تحصل على ما يصل إلى $375. لمعرفة مزيد اتصل ب 415-922-8888 أو قم بزيارة dish-arabic-tv.com. وقريبا NBC للأطفال. عد لمدة محدودة قابلة للتغيير دون اختيار. تطبق القيود على تفعيل خدمة العميل الجديد متضمنة اتفاقية 24 شهر. استلام بطاقة المكافأة يستغرق من 6 إلى 8 أسابيع للتوصيل. تطبق الرسوم والشروط والأحكام والقيود على استخدام بطاقة المكافأة.
Whether it's Makluba, Warak Dawali, Tabbouleh, Hummus, Mensif, or any of more than 1,000 great Middle Eastern recipes, Ziad Brothers Importing is your best source for Mediterranean food products. Ziad Brothers Importing distributes products under the Ziad name and also many other labels, such as Sultan Extra Virgin Olive Oil and Dana Lebna and Dana Cheese. Try their ready-to-serve microwavable instant side pilafs, including couscous with tomato sauce, roasted green wheat pilaf, cracked wheat pilaf, and rice and lentil pilaf. All tasty, natural, healthy, and authentic Mediterranean dishes from the microwave to the table in minutes. Ziad food products are available at all major food and grocery stores in Dearborn, Chicago, Windsor, Canada, and around the country. If you can't find the product you want, just ask your grocer to stock them. For more information on food or recipes, visit Ziad Brothers Importing online at www.ziad.com. Ziad offers the best Mediterranean food products from our family to yours.
And welcome back to Radio Baladi. I'm Ray Hanania. I'm here every Friday from 8 until 9 Detroit time on WNZK AM 690. And don't forget, every Monday through Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock is award-winning journalist Leila El-Husseini in English and Arabic on Good Morning Michigan. She does such a great job on that show, and she needs your support because we have to support each other. And I appreciate all the calls we had from Saad and Jamal, and Saad made some good points. I mean, listen, we can't let Syria just go down the tubes and burn. We have to figure out a way to make change happen, but the right way. We do need change. And I think even the people that support Assad realize that he can't stay in power. But are we going to risk keeping him in power at the risk of having, you know, the Taliban or fanatics, you know, take over? Because those fanatics are, we've allowed those fanatics to exist in our community because we've been so oppressed. Sometimes the only person who stood up for our rights are the fanatics. So we tolerate the extremism and the fanaticism because it takes a fanatic and extremist sometime to stand up to the worst, you know, oppression, you know, in Israel by the Israelis or even here in the United States. There was a time when, you know, we were hunted down. It didn't matter whether we served in the military. The FBI would follow us and track us. Like they did to me when I was younger. I served during the Vietnam War. When I got out of military service, the FBI tracked me for like 2.5 years, thinking I was a terrorist just because I didn't agree with American policy on Israel. And I believe that the Arab people are, you know, the right in the Middle East and deserve their independence and deserve to be, you know, freed from you know, the Western bondage, because we're exploited in the Middle East, all for oil, all for money. And the dictators have sold us out. You know, some people, they say, well, geez, you know, Assad stood up and defended the Palestinians. Really? Did he? Or did he just mouth the words and just so that he could stay in power? You know, that's what the Assads did. That's what the Mubaraks and the Sadats did. Now, the only Arab leader that I thought was genuine, and I'm not really sure because I was too young to really know the facts, but Gamal Abdel Nasser believed in Arab nationalism, and that's what we should be pursuing because we're Arab. We're not Christian. We're not Muslim. We're Arab. And Arab organizations should start acting like they're Arab instead of being partisan. Because we don't have any really good organizations leading us. There's some, but there's some that are out there that I used to work with. I won't waste my time with them because I realize they're kind of like a narcotic to put us to sleep. They're like Nidol, you know, just to take and, you know, just let us sleep and so we won't be upset. You know, these organizations are like a drug to make us feel better. But they don't do a very good job. Our website is radioballady.com. You can also go to our sister website at radiochicagoland.com if you want to catch the show that I do in Chicago. And maybe I'll take Jamal's advice and talk to Layla and figure out how we can expand Radio Chicagoland to Detroit with her on Sundays. You know, kind of strengthen our voice because we need to do more. We're not doing enough. You know, Dearborn's market is very strong, and Layla El Husseini has done such a great job with Good Morning Michigan, probably the only radio talk show host that I know talking about political issues and social issues and stuff every morning, 5 days a week. You can't go to any other city. There is none that does the same thing. You don't have a Monday through Friday show any longer. I did one here for a while, but we didn't have enough support in Chicago Monday through Friday in the morning. We used to do a morning show. And a lot of the media has become very more and more anti-Arab over the years, so it's not as easy to work for another radio station as it was years ago when I did a WLS in Chicago, which is the 50,000-watt station. I used to do a show on Saturday and Sunday for 5 hours each day, Saturday and Sunday. And then I do the morning show Monday through Friday on WLS and do the news and stuff. But boy, they hated it when I would identify myself as Arab. You know, they hated it in the media when I was at the Chicago Sun-Times. I covered City Hall for 18 years almost, and they hated it when I brought up the fact that I was Arab because they didn't want success associated with being Arab. And I think we got a lot of young people who have a great future, and we need to support them, and we need to give them a place where they can express themselves and learn, you know, the techniques of debate and discussion. So we'll do that. Listen, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for calling. And I'd ask you only please visit our website at radioballady.com. Radioballady.com. I'm Ray Hanania. I want to thank everybody at WNZK AM 690 and also Jim for helping us run the show and all our sponsors and all our supporters and Radio Aramica. Visit them at radioaramica.com. I'm Ray Hanania. I'll be back next Friday. Don't forget on Monday morning at 8 o'clock to listen to Leila Hosseini's Good Morning Michigan. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.